This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here and join us at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, more on the lawsuit between an Ohio church and the Foxhole North Strip Club. That should be interesting. It's in Warsaw, Ohio. They've been going back and forth with protests for years, apparently. A decade of protests and counter-protests. Want to talk more about that, but first, it's Ian with you.
Danica.
And Cantwell.
Also want to invite you to join us here. We've also got Skype. Skype username's lrn.fm. We're going first to Kevin in Wisconsin. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I got selected to be part of the radio survey for the Nielsen Ratings Arbitron program, where they sent
I
read a film for 1 week. And I really want to give credit to Free Talk Live because I listen to Free Talk Live every day. But I don't listen to the radio. I listen to the podcast. And they told me that podcasts don't count.
Oh,
so I'm wondering about picking a radio station that your show is aired on and saying I listen to that, or not putting it down or saying I listen to an internet radio station. They said that's allowed. So I was wondering your thoughts on this topic.
Wait, you said internet radio is allowed or is not allowed?
I can say an internet radio station if it's a normal radio station that's broadcast.
Right, so you couldn't put down LRN.FM or something like that.
I don't think so.
So the on freetalklive.com/affiliates, I believe, has the list of stations that Free Talk Live airs on. Find one where it airs 7 days a week, and they probably have a stream on their website.
In Wisconsin, I don't think we're on any seven-day-a-week stations, although I don't know if it matters whether the station's in Wisconsin or not. But we do have, Janesville airs the show, and there's a station there, WCLO in Janesville, and then also WXXM, the Lefty Talk station in Madison.
I found your program was through the station in Madison.
But I'd give them credit. You know, if you found Free Talk Live by listening to WXXM in Madison, then give them the credit.
All right, I think that's what I'll do then.
That's what I do. Hey, thanks, brother. I appreciate that.
What would you say about the other 6 days a week, though? Should I pick a different station that you guys aired on?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think that you should be dishonest personally with it, but, if you did find the show on that station, then that makes the most sense. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Aaron. He's on Skype. Aaron, go ahead with your thoughts in Philly.
Hey, guys. I was calling about anarchy. A caller called earlier and said that basically asked what happens when you have a libertarian society. Won't they be corrupt and progress towards a state?
Sure.
Isn't anarchy like the natural state of man 8,000 years ago, just to be generous? We were all anarchists, and this is obviously what came of it.
My understanding is that we've got some form of a state for as long as we've got written history.
That's right. So I was trying to go back before written history, approximately 6,000 to 8,000 years ago.
So, I mean, if we don't have written history, I don't know how we're going to delineate that there's no state in that time. I mean, there might well have been, times in mankind's existence when, it had not occurred to him to violently rule over others. But it seems to be something pretty innate in mankind. I mean, it would seem to me that the idea, even prior anarchist theory, you look at, anarchy has typically been an anti-proprietarian idea. I mean, you got the idea of like voluntarism or anarcho-capitalism is something that largely emerged in the 70s. You've got a few people who sort of touched on those kinds of ideas, earlier in history. But it would seem, I don't know that we could call anarchy man's state of nature. It would seem to be that for as long as we've got history, we've got people violently ruling over one another, and that this idea of property rights has sort of been worked out over a period of time. And we're only just now starting to see it catch on.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would assume that without written history, you couldn't write down any laws or any contracts. There couldn't be a state structure as we know it without the ability to write things down.
But they certainly do love their paperwork, the state people.
You could certainly have rulers, though. You could say, like, hey, these people tell you what to do, and they'll violently injure you if you dare defy them, right? So, I mean, you can have edicts, right?
People that's might probably been going on for a long time, right? I mean, the ruler back in the day might have been the strongman, the person who's the most powerful and easily able to crush physically anyone who would oppose him.
And, of course, we've got, I have to imagine that we've got spoken language well before written language, right? Because, I mean, people have been able to speak far longer than most people have been able to write, right?
Yeah.
So people have been able to talk. So, I mean, you could have a city where, nobody can read and maybe even nobody can write. But at the, in the middle of the day, the town crier comes out and says, the Senate has decreed that if you say anything bad about him that will put you to the sword.
Right. Yeah. So I guess the place where I always end up getting stuck is that evolution, like even animals have some forms of government. I guess they have groups, tribes, prides, whatever.
Right. Wolves have packs, lions have.
Yeah, yeah. And they have a leader and they have someone who enforces violently the group collective. And
that's true.
It seems that violence is the only way that evolution progresses and weeds out the strong from the weak. And that as these groups have grown, governments, states, whatever, they've proven themselves to be stronger collectively than...
But they haven't weeded out this... But that system hasn't weeded out the strong from the weak, right? Like, the government system that we have actually encourages weakness. It encourages people to be lazy. It encourages them to get on the dole. You know, the people who are in power, who have the strength through the men with guns, they want weak people. They want to have masses of people who are dependent upon them. So, ultimately, the idea of the state has sort of countered evolution, right? Like, people aren't evolving in that classic way because the weak are allowed and encouraged to survive.
I think you've got a mixed evolution, frankly, right? Because, I mean, you've got the badge bunnies and the, most police don't have trouble finding women, for example, right?
Sure.
Soldiers don't have trouble finding women.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, I love a man in uniform.
They're a very small minority of the population, but certainly they're not running into any trouble in the breeding territory. On the other hand, you do have this situation where there's this, mass of people who are, dependent on the state and otherwise, like, hey, I never even have to think about defending myself. I got those police and military to take care of me and yada, yada, yada. And
pop out a few more kids, get some more welfare.
Yeah, exactly. And, you have this, degradation in the breeding process there. So you have, I think you sort of see different classes of people emerging. I mean, it's almost like genetic differences developing.
It's almost like organs in the human body. Not everything can be a brain cell. You have all these stratification people that support the system that leads the group. It's almost like they're becoming a multicellular organism, but there are states that are more successful than others if you think of those as the group that's evolving, not the versus each other, and they fight battles and weed out each other and gobble each other up.
Thanks, Aaron. Anything else you want to share tonight?
That's all. Thanks.
All right. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's certainly – you can certainly argue that the state is anti-evolution, that it has short-circuited the evolutionary process in a way. Of course, you could also argue that it was the natural next step of evolution and that maybe we need to evolve past the state in order to get to whatever the next plateau is for mankind.
But and the state would certainly seek for its own survival to have that not happen, right? So if you've got a ruling class and the rest of the society were set to evolve to eliminate it from existence, then it would certainly fight to the death, literally, to continue its existence. And it would do things to slow the evolution of that society. And it does. And we know that, give somebody just, some government money and all of a sudden they exhibit all of these negative behaviors from, single motherhood and child abuse and everything else. And that does not lead to positive outcomes for the children, which does not lead to them having positive, relationships with their children. And these things will go on for generations.
And not only does the state act with violence to protect its interests, but so do the people who support the state, the people who are on welfare, the people who are receiving government contracts, the people who are family members of the people who work for the state, as we've seen certainly here in New Hampshire, where there are a number of people who are none too pleased about the fact that there are libertarians and voluntarists moving here and getting active to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. They do not like it. And in some cases, they have actually been physically violent in order to try to stop us from doing what we're doing. And of course, they see it as us imposing our will upon them.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolve yourself.
So I found out the other day that at guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY cable and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to guns80.com now.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us on Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. With you in the studio, it's Ian,
Danica,
and Cantwell.
We're going to go right back into your phone calls. Then, coming up, more on the lawsuit between a strip club and a church. Rather, it's the church that filed the suit. I should make that clear. Because of protests, apparently the strippers are coming to the church and protesting. But that's because the church was coming to the strip club first. And we can tell you more about that. But first, Billy is in North Carolina. And Billy, are you listening online today?
No, I'm listening to the radio, 570 WWNCAM.
Wow. We're actually on the on WWNC tonight. Okay, that's good to know. I will make a note of that. I thought they were only carrying us on Sundays. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts, Billy.
Oh, no, sorry. I'm listening on my phone. My bad. I'm half asleep.
Okay. Very good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So I'm doing a cool school project, and I was wondering if I could share the word about it so everybody could help raise money. I'm doing hygiene kits for the homeless.
What kind of school is this?
It's a charter school.
So like a high school?
Yeah, it's a 20%. I'm in 10th grade. It's the 20% project, which is based off Google, which is how Google Drive came around, Google Chrome, Google Docs, et cetera.
So you want to raise money to give the homeless a hygiene kit, which would have, like a toothbrush?
Yeah, I actually have a list. It would have a toothbrush, a toothpaste tube, the 2 ounce stick of deodorant, two 4 yard things of dental floss, a razor, shaving cream, and information on how they can get help with local homeless agencies.
What's the cost of one of these kits? I mean, did you run the numbers and get the prices?
About 250 kits for everything I'm looking at. I'm gonna put them in a waterproof bag. It's a 16x12 3 millimeter thickness, and all the other stuff, all the things I just listed. It's gonna come up to about $960.53 for 250 of them. So. I need help raising money, and I have started to GoFundMe. So can I share the link?
I can't say that I would support it because I don't live in Asheville, and we've got an international audience here. I do give money to the local homeless shelter, but I mean we can't let everybody get on here and plug their little fundraising projects. Otherwise, it'll be a plug show.
Yeah, and what is the local homeless shelter done for us? Is that we've got bums walking up and down Main Street in Keene, and I see at least one of the guys who asks me for money every time I walk past him.
I see him
running scratch offs in front of the convenience store. I don't want to give these people anything.
I think I know who you're talking about because I've had someone follow me 3 times.
The creepy guy?
Yeah, the creepy guy.
He's asleep in his car, too.
We got the homeless shelter, we've got the food kitchen, and we've got the... Do we have a methadone clinic in this city as well?
There's one somewhere in this region.
Oh, yeah, that's just done wonders for this city, hasn't it?
Don't
feed the birds!
Now, he just hung up. I wasn't telling him that... you seem to be down on the idea of helping the homeless, Chris, but I have no problem with the local privately run homeless shelter. Here in this area, there are a couple of homeless shelters that are state funded, like 100% state funded, and then there's a privately funded, privately run shelter where they actually only allow the homeless to stay overnight during the 100 coldest nights of the year. It's called the 100 night shelter.
Yeah, so, I've heard of that too.
So they're not open year round. They also don't allow the people to stay there over the daytime hours. So they only open during the night. You can only come in, check in for the night. Have a place that's warm to sleep during the night, and then at 7 a.m. the next day, you've got to take all your stuff, and you're back out on the streets.
That's so nice of them. So they attract the people here, so they come stay here, and then they put them out onto the streets where we all have to deal with them afterwards.
Well, they also provide them with assistance in that they can, have a place to write up a resume and look for a job and, get assistance on how to actually do that kind of thing. So they have stories where, they've helped people. people, right? Like people who have been homeless due to not choice necessarily, but due to circumstance. You know, somebody's house burned down, or you know, they were living paycheck to paycheck and they lost their job and they couldn't afford to live anymore. And then they've helped those people turn their lives around. I mean, that's valuable, isn't it, Chris?
When they're screening these people to find the guy who actually found himself in a bad spot, and then you help him get out of that spot, that's a thing worth doing. Mm-hmm. When you indiscriminately provide assistance to people, whatever ridiculous things they've done to get themselves there, you end up with bad situations. There's a heroin problem in this city. And what do? We give them methadone and places to sleep, and then there's crime, and we have problems. And it's a bad thing. It's not a good thing. And it's done by this liberal, like, I'm a bleeding heart. We got to help every poor, lonely SOB that comes through the front door.
But wouldn't you want someone to help you, Chris, if you somehow ended up homeless? Wouldn't you want to, you know, you're living in New Hampshire. It gets cold here. Wouldn't it be nice to have a place where you're not going to freeze to death?
I'd say that if I'm a guy who has worked extraordinarily hard for his entire life, since I'm a child, I've been working, and then I found myself in a difficult spot, yeah, I'd really appreciate it if somebody helped me out. If I was a heroin addict who threw my life away and just figured I could leech off of others for the rest of my life, I'd want somebody to inform me that I was incorrect about that. It doesn't help them.
Sure.
Right. Well, that's a good point.
Well, again, you know, with a private shelter, they're not government funded, so they don't, you know, they're not guaranteed funds every single year. They can only get funds if they actually provide a valuable service to people. And so a private shelter is more likely to give people assistance, instead of just giving them a place to stay, to kind of hold their hand and, you know, help them make a better life for themselves.
But
that's
we know
valuable.
That a lot of these people are not taking the assistance. All they do is they come, they stay
that's
there, and then
true.
They go out
right,
on
a lot
the streets.
Of them abuse it, and it's just it's another circle.
They beg for money, and then they use that money to buy drugs and alcohol, yep. And then they keep on begging, and they just do this until they're dead, I mean, a lot of
that's
these people,
true.
Because that's all they do. And you know what? People provide them with a means by which to do it. And I don't think it helps those people. It's a negative thing. You know, have some kind of, you know, screening process. Say, hey, why are you here? And mm-hmm. if you're coming here every year with another story, well, then guess what? Go live somewhere warmer. Get next time you're thinking about walking around Keene for 12 hours, maybe you start walking south.
Yeah, no, I see where you're coming from, and I do support the idea of consulting with these folks and having some level of standards that they should reach. I mean, have them try to improve their lives and look for some sort of measuring of improvement for their lives. I think those are important things to do. I can't say for sure that that's done with every single client that comes into this particular homeless shelter, but you know, and again, you know, when it comes to a charity, it's very rare that you'll find a charity that is run 100% in the way that you think that it should be run. Right? Even the only way you can really do that generally is if you're the one running the charity. So there are trade-offs in life, and if it is valuable to you, the idea of helping somebody who's in need, and I don't know if it is, Chris, but if that is valuable, then in my opinion, the privately run shelter that actually does care more about the people that are actually in their shelter and are independently funded, generally, I think they're worthy. If you're going to support one homeless shelter, that would be the one to do.
Well, certainly it beats having taxes taken out of you to go give to the
taxes.
Government welfare state. But,
where
you
the
know,
government,
the charity should be more responsible too, because they're helping people live bad lives.
Well, I agree with you there. Toll free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's better certainly than the state shelter where they just give a homeless person a room and they can keep it as long as they want to and they can come back to it and it's ridiculous. It's a huge waste of money. This is Free Talk Live.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come, more on the strip club and the church. The church is suing the strip club. We'll explain more about that coming up here. And the we includes me, Ian.
Danica.
And Cantwell.
And we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. But first, if you care about privacy while you're online, you really need ProXPN. ProXPN is a virtual private network, and they encrypt your online data so your own internet service provider no longer knows what you're doing with their internet connection. ProXPN does it all right, offering OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and Linux support as well. You can go get started right now at proxpn.com for free. And unlike those other guys, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. And ProXPN has more servers now than ever before, giving you greater speed and security. They'll take credit card and even Bitcoin. So go on over to proxpn.com, use code FTL50, and you'll save 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your account when you buy their annual account with code FTL50, which means it can be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Just go to proxpn.com right now and use code FTL50 to take back the privacy that is your right. proxpn.com, code FTL50. To Greg, listening in New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind, Greg?
So I wanted to call in today with more of a controversial political topic that deals, I sort of see a parallel lately with liberal coverage. On the one hand, you have Black Lives Matter, which talks about how black people are being basically killed and from routine traffic stops, and there's institutional racism, and black people are on the receiving end of it from cops. On the other hand, people are concerned about this, want to point out that we should focus on Black Lives Mattering and not just saying all lives matter, because that would take the focus away from doing something about it, right? So
I'm confused. Wait, I thought you said there were two sides. You said there's the Black Lives Matter side, and then there's the side that wants to focus on Black Lives Matter. Did I miss something?
I'm sorry. I wanted to make a connection between that and sort of what I think is the opposite reaction that liberals would have when, let's say, new atheists point out that people are being killed institutionally by radical Islamists, and people maybe halfway around the world live under regimes where, you know, Yazidis or Christians are killed, and this is also bad. But then their response is, well, other religions are bad too, which is definitely the opposite response of, like...
Yeah, I'm losing you. I'm sorry, but we're losing your cell phone signal. I don't know if you can get outdoors or where you are at the moment, but...
Let me speak to, you know, the look, liberals don't care about people who are being disproportionately affected by things. They have an agenda in the United States, and so they're saying Black Lives Matter because they want to take the focus off the fact that black people commit more crime in the society, which is an absolutely incontrovertible statement that drives me absolutely crazy when people try to ignore it. And black people resist arrest at like something like 85% more higher rate than white people, and then they wind themselves up into problems with the police.
Shouldn't you be applauding that? I mean, resisting arrest, Chris?
I'd be applauding it if they were saying, hey, the state has no authority over me, as opposed to them going out and committing a vastly disproportionate amount of violent crime in the society.
Well, isn't it true that it's young males who are black that are more likely to commit the crimes?
Yes, it is. And it's also young black males who are more likely to be killed by police. But even you look at, like,
isn't
Sandra
it also
Bland,
poor young black males as well? I mean, come on. Like, middle class, upper class black
right,
males
the
are
poverty
not,
levels there
are not going
much
to be
higher
as likely.
With that.
Okay, so then maybe the people who are saying Black Lives Matter and acting like police are just indiscriminately murdering black people in the streets because racism, maybe they should start focusing on some of those things as well. But when you look at the racial crime statistics, black people commit dramatically more crime in the society as a percentage of the population.
Well,
in some
they
areas, they actually
it.
Go and commit a... How many people do you think are falsely reporting? Like a white guy comes in and robs the liquor store and they call the police and say it was a black guy. Do you think that that's happening frequently, Ian?
Oh, I thought you meant the ones that are arrested. Wouldn't that be where they get the crime statistics from? The arrest,
even if you look at reported crimes, okay? Mm-hmm. You look at the news. Look at the news, and whenever they don't mention the race of the guy, you usually know what it is, right?
No, I don't know. I don't watch
you don't,
the news.
You don't pay attention to these things. Okay. Well, if you listen to news and there's no, you know, you don't find out who did it, if you look into it, you will notice the proportions of it. And black people have come out and said this. There was that viral video of a black woman on Facebook. I don't know if you guys saw it. If not, maybe we could actually play it during a break. No, it's filled with profanity. But she's saying, look, murder after murder after murder after murder. Black male on black male. Black male on black male. So I get really fed up with the Black Lives Matter thing because they're ignoring the violence inherent in the system. They're saying that this is a racial problem, and it is not. There's two problems.
It's a police problem.
It's two problems. One is there is rampant crime in black communities. If you go into a black neighborhood, you probably have more crime than in the white neighborhood, okay? And two is the violence inherent in the system. So these are two things that I think are absolutely worth addressing. Liberals don't want to address either one. They just want to run around and scream, Black Lives Matter, because they're racist lunatics.
All right. So my question is kind of, let's say you take that position and you explain that there's more crime and maybe children grow up without a father in the home and their schools are not funded equally and so forth. However you explain it, right? But then when you talk about radical Islam, then liberals say, oh, but, you know, there's other religions too and they also have violence and it's nothing. Don't focus specifically on radical Islam. but yet they're focusing specifically on Black Lives Matter. So it's a completely opposite sort of attitude towards two issues that seem to. How do you explain how they rationalize this?
You're saying the people who are supporting the Black Lives Matter, the so-called liberals in this case, they want to ignore radical Islam.
The reason that they do that is because what they're doing is they're anti-white, and that's the problem. So they're like, Black Lives Matter, radical Islam isn't that big of a deal. White privilege is really the issue that we want to focus on.
Right. Then I guess the argument they're sort of saying is like, Black Lives Matter cause institutional racism, mm-hmm. and then like Yazidi and Christian lives matter, but radical Islam is just, you know, there's economics and like people are oppressed. So I don't understand. Yeah, that's sort of like a double standard, in my opinion.
You might notice liberals are prone to that kind of thing, double standards.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could think of a way, how do they justify having a complete opposite kind of attitude?
I don't think that they require any justification. They run rampant with polylogism. They just think that I'll just think one way about something and one way about something else in order to reach my ultimate goal. The reason they're comfortable with it is because foundationally what they are is anti-white and anti-Christian, essentially. So, I mean, this is why they're cheering Love Wins the Day when Kim Davis goes to jail in Kentucky. Right. And they want to, sue anybody who doesn't want to associate with people based on, if they don't want to provide business services to a gay wedding. Yeah. Sue them. Take their property away. Destroy their lives. Destroy their business because they're anti-white and especially anti-Christian.
Well, I would say the best thing you could do, Greg, would be to actually call and talk to somebody who holds those two positions and then, you know, or talk to them in real life and ask them, how can you hold both of those positions at the same time and see how they bend over backwards mentally to try to justify it if they can even do that, or if they just go into a place of cognitive dissonance to where they shut down and get angry and storm out of the room.
Yeah, I think I agree with you guys. I mean, I consider myself a liberal, but in the classical sense. I think that there shouldn't be race-based, affirmative action or anything like that. There should be individual things that affect all individuals the same. So I would want a black child in a poor neighborhood to get the same funding as a rich kid in a rich neighborhood who might be black or might be white. And I think that equalizing that, in 13, 14 years, you will have less teenage pregnancies, which is dropping anyway.
Well, giving more money to the government schools isn't going to lessen teenage pregnancies,
yeah.
And it's not going to make people smarter.
Your economics are having the exact opposite of the impact that you're hoping for, pal.
Thanks, Greg, for your call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to help young people, whether they're poor or not, getting the government out of education is the best way to do it. So we can actually have a market and competition in education and in schools that parents and kids can decide to go to that have different curriculums based on how the children learn and things like that. It's Free Talk Live. Join us.
For P150, P150GA, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-809-5580. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call in the next 10 minutes and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-809-5580. That's 1-800-809-5580. 1-800-809-5580.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
Danica.
And Cantwell.
And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you. And there's a movement in healthcare today. It's a movement of people ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. People like you and I who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement that is sweeping the nation, and you need to be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. They're a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. Choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement, and let's change healthcare for good. LibertyHealthShare.org is where you can go. That's LibertyHealthShare.org. Or call them toll-free, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY for LibertyHealthShare.org. Last hour, I mentioned briefly a story that Danica brought in tonight from Reuters. Kim Palmer reporting from the Cleveland area. It's about 60 miles northeast of Columbus. It's Warsaw, Ohio, where there's a church and there's a strip club. And the church, in this case, is being, it's New Beginnings Ministries is their name, being sued, or excuse me, the church is suing the Foxhole North. And apparently there's been about a decade's worth of protests, counter-protest suits, and countersuits between the church and its club. It all started, as I understand it, when the church members came out to the strip club and years ago and began protesting the fact that the strip club existed, I suppose. And the strip club decided to respond to that by sending topless girls out in front of the church to have themselves a protest.
Giving them pieces of their own medicine.
Yeah, and sort of in a way that they might not have really have expected. And I got to say that the strip club is fully within their rights here. I think it's a brilliant counter-protest. And the church is ultimately, I think, working counter to their interests. Because if the church wants the strip club to not be a success, they shouldn't bring attention to it by suing it and by protesting out in front of it. I mean, it's like you essentially are making the strip club stronger and giving them free publicity by
protesting.
Right,
I just don't understand why they just ignore it and mind their own business. Like, do their own thing and let the strip club do their own thing.
I'm interested to hear if this article talks about who started with the lawsuits first, because you just said that there's been a series of suits and countersuits.
It doesn't go into that.
You know, I could say, all right, yeah, religious zealot, mind your business. But I feel more comfortable saying, hey, put your clothes on. It's a church. And I'm an atheist. But like, why you got to do this?
Really?
Yes. But if there, I want to know, I'll research this later.
You've been going to bat for some of these organized religions here recently.
Because they're under attack, and this is ridiculous what's going on, and I really don't like it. Because, I mean, I grew up, you know, my mother was Catholic, right? And mm-hmm. tried to, like, cram religion down my throat, and I hated it, and I came out, you know, really against everything I had been taught as a result, right? And so I am not a religious guy. I'm an atheist, a borderline militant atheist. But what I see in America going on is that the conservatives are right. Christianity is under attack in America, and it's sick.
I think all religions should have the ability to practice freedom. Absolutely. I'm all for religious freedom and defending, too. But they kind of started it, and now they're getting it back at them. It's like,
well, we don't know who filed the first lawsuit. That much we don't know. We don't know the whole history here. But we do know that it was the church that started it by virtue of the fact that they went down and protested the strip club.
And how many people are going to the strip club and caring that the church is outside? Maybe members of the congregation. And if they're members of the congregation and they're like, oh, well, my church is there, I better not go get a
right,
dance,
yeah.
Then okay, you religious hypocrite, then either leave the church or stop going to the strip club, right? But that's the only people who are going to care. If there's a bunch of church or religious zealots outside the strip club, but I haven't been to one in a while. I don't know where there is one in New Hampshire, but I used to go pretty frequently in New York.
There is one, but it's not around here.
Well,
there's actually an old strip club in Keene, which is where we live, the southwest corner of the state, that is now a church. So, in the 70s, apparently, the Hope Chapel here in Keene was actually a strip club.
Oh,
it had
really?
It had the street address 666. And then,
oh, wow.
And then when the Hope Chapel took it over, they apparently somehow got the street address changed.
That's hilarious. But I'll tell you what, when I was going to strip clubs in New York, if there had been a bunch of religious zealots protesting outside, that would have been a feature attraction for me. It would have been an advertisement.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's certainly chuckle-worthy, and both are in their own rights of protesting, but you know, again, I don't think the church should be filing suit against them.
I'd change the name of the club to Sinful.
So you got a couple of different people involved here in this. Dunphy, that's the man who owns the church minister, William Dunphy, the pastor over there. He and his attorney did not respond to requests for comment. The other guy in the case here is Thomas George. He is the strip club owner of the Foxhole North. He says he and some of his employees have shown up topless to the church to protest on their to protest the church's Friday night protests at his business 9 miles away. So it's not even like down the street. It's not like they opened up the strip club across the way from the church. They're not even anywhere near it. So these church people, Chris, are the worst kind of busybodies. I mean, these are the kind of people who can't mind their own damn business. Don't they have some sort of fundraiser to do? Some kind of, don't they have like a potluck dinner or something that they could be focusing their time on?
Or helping out a private charity?
I mean, I guess they feel like they need to go and save the people who are going to the strip club or something like that. But again, you know, look, if you believe
in
God.
Obviously, they're also probably not, you know, these people are not terribly interested in evidence either, because I doubt that there's a whole lot of people who were like, I was going to go into the strip club, but Jesus saved me. Thank you. You saved me from a lap dance. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, look, I mean, if God indeed did make man in his image, as it is said in the Christian Bible, then shouldn't his image be celebrated? Shouldn't, you know, nudity be okay? What's with the, you know, religious people who have a problem with the naked human form?
It's not just religious people. Look, if I was walking down Main Street in Keene and there's some guy walking around with no pants on, I'm going to get angry about that. I don't like it. All right. And there's a lot of women around here I want to see naked either. So I'm not all about this. Oh, it's just natural. If you just have sex in Central Square and everybody can watch you. No, it's ridiculous. Well, Put your clothes on.
I agree with you. It would be a little tacky to have sex in the park, but obviously...
Right. But it's naturally, and God wants it this.
So you are offended by people being topless, Chris Cantwell?
It's not that I'm offended by it, but it's a huge distraction for one. Like, there's an attractive woman walking around with her boobs out, like, and then she's going to be like, rape culture, stop looking at me.
Well, I mean, look, if you walk around topless, then you shouldn't be offended by somebody looking at you.
And if you're going around topless, like, you can't expect to get whistled at or something worse.
Well, look, if I wear a T-shirt with a message on it, I should be able, you know, I shouldn't be shocked when somebody looks at my shirt and wants to see what it says. And if somebody's topless, they shouldn't be shocked or upset when somebody's looking at them, especially in a time in which, you know, people aren't used to that. It's going to
Or if they're out in public and people are taking their pictures. Hey, you're out in public. You're probably going to get your picture taken.
I can understand why it's bothersome. It's like, look, I'm just topless. What's the big deal? Why do you have to take our picture? Like, there was the
Everybody knows why it's a big deal. There's no distraction about this, especially for women, okay? You're walking around topless. Everybody notices this, okay?
Right.
And this is why, look, you guys used to do, what, Topless Tuesdays or something here
for like 2 weeks,
something, right? And you knew why you did it, because it was going to get everybody's attention. So let's just not act like that's not what's going on. You had the thing up on Free Keen about free the nipple. This is some big, you know, libertarian thing. We're going to take our clothes
off.
It's
not a libertarian thing. It's more of just a thing that people can do because they're people, and what's the big deal about it? I mean, look, just because people in America have been repressed sexually doesn't mean that people shouldn't have the right to go around topless. I'm topless frequently, right out in front of the studio.
And you offend Dave very much by it.
Offend who?
Dave in New York.
Oh, Dave in New York. Well, you know, he doesn't live here, so too bad. But yeah, he didn't like that either. I took my shirt off on your show, Chris, on Radical Agenda a couple of weeks ago when Dave in New York, who Danica's mentioning here, called your show and was angry that I had my shoes and socks off. I went ahead and stripped my shirt off at that moment just because I knew it would get to him. But, you know, that I didn't know. Did that
offend you? You go any further than that, and it's too much for even Radical Agenda.
You're going to have to get out of here.
Well, I don't want to violate your terms of service.
But, yeah, you know, YouTube would probably get angry at it, too. Yeah. But look, especially in cases where
it's offensive to you?
If there's a public place, especially where there might be children around, yes, I say put your clothes on when it's
and
there's a good reason for that, because if you like sexualize children early, okay, that has effects throughout their entire life.
Showing boobs to kids does not sexualize them. Telling them that it's sexual sexualizes them, and telling them not to look at them makes them a desirable thing.
I think that boobs would be a desirable thing even if I did see them frequently, which I do on my computer screen every single day. But I'm telling you, I don't think it's a good idea to have women walking around topless in front of young children.
But
I don't think it's a good
idea.
Men
is okay?
It's not as bad.
All right, I got to know why that is. 855-450-FREE.
You don't know.
Something we can disagree on. I like this. It's Free Talk Live. Hour number 3 is on the way. We've got time for you if you want to bring up anything.
Want gold, but also want to stay digital and decentralized on the Bitcoin blockchain? Anthem Vault, providing trusted, world-class vaulting, has your answer with Hayek Gold. Digital, spendable gold inspired by economist and free market philosopher F.A. Hayek. Each Hayek is worth 1 gram of gold and is available right now at AnthemVault.com. Sign up today at AnthemVault.com with promo code FREEDOM to earn 6 months of free storage and 5% off all margins for life. Hayek Gold at AnthemVault.com. Get yours today.
Last Friday, Allison Cohn made her status FBF to a pic of me as a pipsqueak. Awkward. It got 59 likes and 12 comments. Impressive, Allie. Geico also has a comment on your Flashback Friday. Did you know Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years? Bet you didn't even know they made cars back then. And if you think your flashback is awkward, you should see our pic. Hashtag blurry. Hashtag over 75 years of savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.